Our scripture lesson today comes from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and depth, and to know the Lord of Christ, which surpasses, to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
I thought we had an animal at the manger, but it's just a piece of leaf. Okay. So I was a caterpillar there for a minute. If you didn't notice, we do have, the nativity scene up here. I was talking this week and found that the one we normally have is about this big, and I wanted it big enough that John Hancock could see without his, George III could see without his glasses. So I want y'all to see it. So if you can't see it and you've missed it, it's there. I just know how to light it up, so anyway. Preacher did a children's lesson, a lot like most of us do, or a lot of us do. And one Sunday he was there talking with the kids, and he was saying, I'm gray, I have a bushy tail, I like to eat nuts, and I jump from tree limbs to tree limbs. What am I? And the kid goes, Jesus. And the preacher says, Jesus? He says, well, it sounds like a squirrel, but we know you always say it's Jesus. Well, having Christmas in July is sort of like that. You come in here and you're like, what? It's not snow out. It's not even Advent. How come we're going to talk about Jesus? Well, that's what I want to talk about. Love came down. Because the fact that God's love came down affects us every day, not just in Christmas, normal Christmas time. And if we want to get down to it, Jesus probably wouldn't have born in December anyway, because if the shepherds were watching the baby sheep, it was probably in the spring. But that's a story for a different time. Christmas proclaims God's presence in our lives every day. Christmas Day, yes. But your birthday, St. Patrick's Day, the 13th of July, the 14th of August, every day. That's what Christmas and love coming down is really all about. Now, the passage that was read there was from Ephesians, and it deals with two main ideas. One is that God has a gift for us of peace, reconciliation, and love. And the second one, it's the job of Christians to let everybody know about that. So, peace, reconciliation, and love is to all of us, and that's what Christmas is about. But it's not just for us to know it. Those of you that are coming on Wednesday night, what's it say about knowing what the Word says? Yeah. It's not just knowing it, it's doing it. Put it to practice. Knowing the Word is great, but doing it is what's important. Abiding love, that's what the Word here is talking about. God's love is an abiding love. It's not a love that's just here today and gone tomorrow. The kind of love, not making light of any teenager's first crushes, but a lot of those aren't abiding loves. It's abiding until the next thing comes around. But God's love is not like that. God's love is an abiding love that loves us no matter what. Seriously, God loves you just the way you are. Now, he wants us to be better and to do better, but we don't have to do better and be better to get his love. Now, there are those of us who would like to think that we're better than the rest, but guess what? We aren't. None of us is special in God's eyes. We are any more special. We're all special. Wherever our home is, God is here. God is present. He's working with us. And because God's love is abiding, we don't have to worry that whatever happens to us happens in a vacuum, that just us dealing with it. Because God has an abiding love that's within us, when we or a loved one has surgery, we know we aren't alone. God is there. When we're facing difficulties at work, financial difficulties, God is there. When we don't know what the future holds, we know who holds the future. That's what an abiding love is all about. We don't have to panic thinking we're all alone, because we're never all alone. More importantly, with God's abiding love in us, we should make sure that those around us never feel all alone. How many of you have ever had something that was so pressing on you, you didn't even want to share it with anyone? You just felt like you had to deal with it alone. I'm sure there's some of you that have. But guess what? The Bible tells us to bear one another's burdens. We can't bear another one's burdens if we don't know what they are. Love abides. Love comes and abides with us through all these terrible situations. Sometimes love is there, abides in us to help us learn to forgive others. And when I say forgive, I mean really forgive. Not like, I'll forgive you, but if you ever do it again, you're toast. Because, like, have you really forgiven? If you still have that anger and that animosity there, ready to snap if they mess up again. Just ask Maddie. She's my dog. She hates Calvin. It's true. And I don't care how many times Calvin wants to be nice to her, which isn't often. She sees him as like, they can be fine and dandy, and it's like, oh, he said the switch. Oh, wait, I remember what you did before. Well, some people are like that. They're leaving along fine, and then something is said, something is done, that the person doesn't even know what's going on, and they're like, my man, you shouldn't do that, folks. I'll take a picture of Maddie, and you'll see how ugly she looks when she's doing that, and you'll see what I mean. And Christmas is not some vain wish that just because Jesus came, everything is going to be fine and dandy, and nothing will ever go wrong. Because if you believe that, I don't know who's been preaching to you, but he's not been telling the truth, or she's not been telling the truth. Just because you're a Christian does not mean, and just because God loves you and God's love abides in you, doesn't mean bad things aren't going to happen. It's true. Has anybody had anything bad happen this week? I don't know. Long tractor roll over on you, or something like that. We won't mention any names, but it could have happened. It happens. Things like that happen. It doesn't mean God doesn't love you. It means maybe you shouldn't have been doing what you're doing. I don't know. We'll talk about it later. But just because God loves you doesn't mean bad things won't happen. Because you know what? We live in a fallen world. It's true. I lived in Stillwater for 9 years. In that 9 years, it was a small town. I mean, it makes West Howe look like, you know, a metropolis, like Pittsburgh, believe it or not. And there's two curves, one that came into the downtown and one that left the downtown. In the 9 years I was there, teenagers hit two buildings on that road. Serious. I mean, one was a parking garage, or not parking, a garage that they got used to repair buildings. The other was at least another garage, concrete garage. These people didn't do anything to deserve to have their building smashed. Teens, not the best drivers in New Jersey, let's just put it that way. Yes, and Amy said, don't text and drive. And actually carry the story one step further, it was the same person who got involved. It was a cousin of one of my members, but that's a different story. Our hope should be grounded in God's love. And understanding that passage you're talking about, rooted and grounded, like our t-shirts, you know, rooted and grounded, that's how our love should be. It shouldn't just be a superficial love. When you have plants that have deep roots, they can survive tough times. Of course, I realize we haven't had a real problem with the water lately here, but I grew up, my mom loved weeping willow trees. I don't know why, but she did. Dad loved mom, so he planted a weeping willow tree in our backyard. Not exactly one of the better ideas to do. Weeping willow trees really like to find water, including the sewer, and then coming water pipe to the house. But I think that tree lasted about 5 years before my dad finally got so angry that he took it out. But those type of roots went deep, and that's how our roots need to go in God's love, rooted so deep that when we have tough times coming, we know that we can get the nourishment, the water of life that we need. So I was in a Facebook post recently from a friend. It was a school that was having a special thing. The most famous, most important sentence ever written. And so the teacher was passing out, you know, the papers, so we fill it out, and then she started reading it. And it so happened that a lot of people had some Christian verses, but a lot of them seem to have in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Might have something to do with the teacher mentioning that was one of her favorites. Maybe not. One person put 4 score and 7 years ago. Another one put to be or not to be. She got extra credit for knowing it was in a play. She lost points for saying it was written by the guy who did the Cosby Show. But the one to one, 4 words. The girl, his mom, had just remarried. And they were on vacation in Hawaii while she was still at school. And she really didn't know how her stepfather felt about her. But while they were on vacation, on their honeymoon, he sent a postcard with 4 words. Charlotte, I love you. That's what God's saying to each of us this morning when in the incarnation, when he came down. Lee, I love you. Amy, I love you. Sandy, I love you. Fill in your name. We can't be Grinches anymore when we have that kind of love given to us. We need to be the Grinch from the end of the movie. Smiling, happy, and sharing it with everyone we can. Love came down, and it stayed. It's here. Are you willing to share it? Let's pray. Father, thank you for sending Jesus to be with us, Emmanuel. Help us, Lord, to not just feel your love, but to share your love. To do everything in our own power to let you flow out of us into those around us so that it's not just God with us, but God with those who we come in contact with. Thank you for Jesus. And it's in his name we pray.